Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Jihad is a religious duty that cannot be suspended by tyrants, and the permission of agents is not required for it. In light of the genocidal war being perpetrated by the Jewish entity in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, with the support of the United States and the West, and the complicity of Muslim rulers, and with the rise of popular voices demanding the mobilization of Muslim armies to support their brothers, the Egyptian Dar al-Ifta issued a statement on Monday, April 7, 2025, declaring calls for jihad and fighting against the Jewish entity irresponsible calls, and stating that the declaration of jihad can only take place under the banner of the legitimate state and political leadership. The statement accused those calling for jihad of violating the principles of Sharia and threatening the security of societies. We in Hizb al-Tahrir, Wilaya Egypt, condemn the statement in its entirety, in detail, and we emphasize, first, jihad is a religious obligation that will remain until the Day of Judgment. Jihad in the way of Allah is an individual obligation in the event that any Muslim land is occupied, as in the case in Palestine. Allah Almighty says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالُ وَهُوَ كِرْهٌ لَكُمْ. Fighting has been made obligatory upon you believers, though you dislike it. Al-Baqarah 2:16. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ مَاتَ وَلَمْ يَغْزُ وَلَمْ يُحَدِّثْ نَفْسَهُ بِغَزْوٍ مَاتَ عَلَى شُعْبَةٍ مِنَ النِّفَاقِ. Whoever dies without having fought or thought of fighting, he dies on one of the branches of hypocrisy. This ruling cannot be suspended under the pretext of political realism or national interest, as Dar al-Ifta has claimed. Rather, it is a religious obligation for which Muslims are held accountable for neglecting it. Second, a state that prohibits jihad and supports enemies is not a legitimate state. Dar al-Ifta's requirement that the decision to wage jihad be issued by the political leadership reveals a deliberate distortion of the concept of legitimacy. Legitimacy in Islam is based on the application of Allah's law, not on the legitimacy of Western ballot boxes and constitutions. The regimes in power in Egypt and other Muslim countries today are secular, client regimes that fight Islam, besiege its people, and support their enemies. Therefore, they lack any legitimate authority over the Muslim community, and it is not the right to condition the obligation of jihad on their approval. Ibn Taymiyyah, may Allah have mercy on him, said, if a shepherd does not uphold the book of Allah among them, it is incumbent upon Muslims to attack him. Third, the fatwa of Dar al-Ifta justifies the failure and participates in the betrayal. At a time when the people of Gaza are being bombed, their children and women are being killed, and they are being denied food and medicine, Dar al-Ifta comes out to warn against jihad, not against the threat of aggression. Is this the wisdom commanded by Sharia law? Has self-defense become chaos while an alliance with Jews in America is a legitimate interest? This fatwa contributes to the dilution of concepts, the numbness of the ummah, and the justification of the betrayal of rulers under the guise of Sharia law, which constitutes a religious and moral crime. Fourth, jihad is not suspended under the pretext of consequences, nor is it restricted by the permission of a corrupt ruler. One of the principles of Sharia law is that corruption can only be prevented by fulfilling obligations, not by neglecting them. Although jihad entails sacrifices, it is the only way to liberate the land and repel aggression. Surrender, subservience, and pretext of reality have brought tragedies and disasters to the ummah for more than a century. Imam Qurtubi said, as for those who claim that the enemy cannot be fought until we are strengthened and prepared, this is false because Allah has commanded jihad in all circumstances. Fifth, the declaration of true jihad can only be made by the Khalifa, Caliph of the Muslims. The Islamic Ummah needs someone to direct the armies, unite the ranks, and declare true jihad. This can only be achieved under the leadership of the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, guided by the Prophet's teachings, who will restore Muslims' authority and liberate their lands. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا الْإِمَامُ جُنَّةٌ يُقَاتَلُ مِنْ وَرَائِهِ وَيُتَّقَى بِهِ. A commander of the Muslims is a shield. For them, they fight behind him, and they are protected by him from tyrants and aggressors. As for the harmful systems that exist today in Muslim countries, they are a protector of the Jewish entity, not an enemy of it. They are an obstacle to jihad, not a condition for it. O ulama of al-Azhar and fatwa scholars, fear Allah and your deen, and do not make your knowledge a commodity in the court, market, qada, purchased with the approval of rulers. Know that you are accountable before Allah for every word you utter that misleads the nation, silences the voice of truth, and justifies the treachery of rulers and their failure to support oppressed Muslims. You know that jihad will continue until the day of judgment, that supporting the oppressed is obligatory, and that restoring the inevitable consequences and sanctifying the guardian who besieges Gaza and prevents armies from supporting it is a betrayal of Allah, His Messenger, His Deen, and the Muslims. It is neither jurisprudence nor wisdom. Do not be among those about whom Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَى مِن بَعْدِ مَا بَيَّنَّاهُ لِلنَّاسِ فِي الْكِتَابِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ. Those who hide the clear proofs and guidance that we have revealed after we made it clear for humanity in the book will be condemned by Allah and all those who condemn. Al-Baqarah 159. Do not think that your silence will save you, or that the protection of the rulers will ward off punishment. For Allah will ask you on the day of judgment, why did you remain silent? Why did you falsify the religion? Why did you abandon the Muslims? يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. The day when neither wealth nor children will be of any benefit. Ash-Shu'ara 88. Wake up before the day comes, when you will be thrown on your faces into the fire, and it will be said, this is what you used to deny. Do not betray the trust, and do not sell your worldly life for your afterlife. Speak the truth, for death is coming. The reckoning is coming, and Allah is above all authority. O loyal sons of Egypt, isn't it time for you to rise up as one body? Isn't it time to shake your feelings for the blood being shed every day in Gaza? Where is your anger over women being raped and children dying under the rubble? Where is your zeal over the place of your prophet's night journey being desecrated under the feet of the Jews? We in Hizb al-Tahrir, Wilaya Egypt, address you with a call from hearts burning with grief over what is happening to our brothers and sisters in the Blessed Land. March toward the barracks. Demand the mobilization of the armies, not just the opening of the crossings. Scream in the face of the army commanders, jihad, jihad, jihad. Enough of the crying and superficial solidarity. Enough of the statements and slogans. The time has come for action, the time for radical change, the time for the Khilafah. O soldiers of the Kinana, O sons of the faith, you bear arms not to guard tyrants, but to support the oppressed. You who swore by Allah to protect your country, and now the country is being violated before your eyes. What is preventing you from defending it? What is holding back your tanks and planes? If you don't act now, then when? The hour of salvation has drawn near, and Allah's victory is inevitable. So be the people of this Nusra, victory, the bearers of the banner of truth and its supporters. Proclaim the word of truth. Work with us to establish Allah's rule on earth and make Gaza a spark for the Khilafah, for the mobilization, and for clear victory. Perhaps Allah will accept your efforts and Nusra will be at your hands, and you will attain glory in this world and honor in the hereafter. You will remember what we say to you, and we entrust our affair to Allah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَى مِن بَعْدِ مَا بَيَّنَّاهُ لِلنَّاسِ فِي الْكِتَابِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ. Those who hide the clear proofs and guidance that we have revealed after we made it clear for humanity in the book will be condemned by Allah and all those who condemn. Al-Baqarah 159. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Egypt.